I just call it an outdoor toilet. Now, there are different words for it. I never could bear the word privy. I think that sounds horrible, but that is what a lot of people call it. Used to call it years ago when they had that. But if I were going to tell anybody that I went to a very primitive place, they just even had an outside or outdoor toilet, I'd say.
Did you, that noise?
Did you hear?
Yes, I
heard.
As a matter of fact, I have
heard it many times.
Now, if you really wanted to tell me that you had not heard this before and you wanted to emphasize the fact that you had not, you might say, I
never heard that before. Oh, that's the first time I ever heard that. Oh, I never heard of that.
When a person gets married, he says to the minister, I
do, or I will. I do, I will.
I don't chew tobacco, but he?
He does, or he chews tobacco?
He used to smoke, but now he?
He does not.
Have you any more work to do in the field? No, I did yesterday.
I did it yesterday.
And then they
I finished yesterday.
Then I say, are you sure? And you say, yes, I have
finished. I have done it.
All right. If someone asks you, are you absolutely sure? And inside you really weren't all that sure. You might say to them, no, I'm not.
Positive. I'm not absolutely certain.
Then, if someone asks you, did you talk to him recently? You might say, yes, I talking to him yesterday.
I was talking to him yesterday.
And if someone, if I ask you, did I talk to him? You might say, yes, you
talked to him yesterday.
Or
you did talk to him.
Or
you had talked to it.
You
but
talking.
You what?
Using talking.
You were talking to him yesterday.
Have you thought about that today? You might say, thinking since I got out of bed about that.
I have been thinking.
What is another term that you would use for your home, referring just to the building? You might say my
house.
And if you had two of them, you might
my house.
What is the large building on a farm that usually is used to house animals?
Generally called a barn. Now, sometimes you speak of a stable. That's more just for horses, I believe.
Is there a particular shape that you think of?
Yes, like you'd think of a rectangular, oblong shape. Most barns are.
And what do you call an area just outside a barn?
Barnyard.
Is this fenced? Is this a fenced area?
Generally, in my imagination, would be on a farm. There'd be a fence around, an enclosure generally around a barn, I believe.
What do you call a building used to store corn?
Crib.
And what is the upper part of the barn called?
The loft.
All right. Can you describe what a loft looks like?
It is generally floored with rough planking and not sealed or anything overhead, just the rafters showing. And the roof, of course, is sloping.
What about openings?
Let me see, generally at the front and back, there would be maybe a door that opened, the hay could be brought up through or something like that. And big barns might have windows along the side.
What do you call the object that's formed when hay is mowed and then dragged together? It's formed into what?
Hay stacked sometimes. And is mow, is M-O-W, hay mow, is that the right word for that? I think I'd just say it's in, see the haystacks, I think I'd say.
Does the word change at all according to the size of it? If they were very small ones, would you call them something different?
Well, now, did we say hay? Is that what we call it? It depends on, have we got one of these modern machines goes along and makes it up in a bale as it goes? That would be smaller.
We'll assume a little more primitive method.
I can't think of a word for a small stack of hay.
You don't think of one?
No, now what word have you got in mind?
Well,
if I ever heard it.
Well, not really, but have you ever heard of haycock?